Proclamation number 7729 of 22nd of October, 1960. God's protection is word from above. Oh, you fools who think you can extinguish my light. Where it was once able to shine, it will also send out its ray and always touch hearts which are enkindled by it, who recognize it as a light from above and who also carry it further. And let it shine out again into their surroundings. And even if only a small flame glows, it still breaks through the darkness and shows people the path that leads upwards. My adversary will indeed leave no stone unturned to extinguish this light, but my might is stronger, and even if I give him free rein in the last days before the end, my might of love is still at work and my wisdom recognizes all possibilities where the light from above, the light from me, is given sustenance. And I truly make use of these possibilities. And therefore don't worry, even if it seems that the light from above is threatened. Don't worry even if my adversary will leave no stone unturned to prevent you from spreading my word. I know all paths and you will also walk these paths which again and again lead to the doors I myself want to knock on in order to bring my word to them through you. And you should know that no work is done in vain, that everything you do for me and my kingdom will result in its blessing. That no word has been spoken in vain, even if you don't see the success straight away. But continue to be diligent in your vineyard work. Know that you must not become tired and that you should constantly serve me so that the redemption of the still unfree spiritual progresses. The source of life has been tapped for you and the water of life unstoppably trickles. The living water unstoppably flows to you from the spring of life, my word, which is and will remain nourishment for your soul for all eternity. And if it is my will that the spring shall not run dry, neither people nor spiritual forces can prevent me from doing so, no matter how hostilely they oppose it, no matter how hostilely they harass you, as my bearers of light. For my adversary is limited and will never be able to take action against me myself, as the eternal light, because this light will throw him to the ground. But you yourselves must remain faithful to me. You must not allow yourselves to be deterred, even if his power seems great to you. I myself stand by your side and spread my protective hand over everyone who earnestly serves me. And my word will resound, the water of life will flow and my adversary will not succeed in extinguishing the light I have kindled. So that before the end the path leading to me will be brightly illuminated. So that the weak and undecided may find it and turn to me before the end is there. Amen.